joy to eat. Aero. Feel the bubbles melt.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. The Prime Minister says the whole country stands with Liverpool after a car drove into crowds celebrating Liverpool FC's Premier League victory at a parade yesterday. Sir Keir Starmer says he's spoken to the region's Mayor Steve Rotherham about the terrible events and has thanked emergency services. A 53-year-old man from Merseyside has been arrested. Here's Jenny Sims, who's Assistant Chief Constable of Merseyside Police.
We believe this to be an isolated incident, and we are not currently looking for anyone else in relation to it. The incident is not being treated as terrorism.
Dozens of people have been taken to hospital to be treated for their injuries. Here's our Northwest correspondent, Chris Chambers, who's been in Liverpool.
We know that 27 people had to be taken to hospital. Two of those had serious injuries, one of those being a child. We know that 20 patients were treated at the scene for their injuries.
In other news, resident doctors in England, formerly known as junior doctors, will be balloted on strike action following criticism of the government's recent pay rise offer. Ministers announced last week that most doctors would receive a 4% rise. The British Medical Association says that doesn't go far enough to restore historical pay freezes. And the King will become only the second monarch to deliver a speech at the state opening of Canada's Parliament later. King Charles has arrived in Ottawa with the Queen as he prepares to set out the government's legislative agenda. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
You're up to date and I'm Sam Pittis. It's Tuesday morning. That may be the start of your working week, or it may be half term in your house. Feet up and settle in for the music.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you. Classic FM.
Love Coppelia and love the music of Delibes. From his ballet we heard the waltz and the National Philharmonic Orchestra, Richard Bonning conducting. We're in a morning mood to start from Peer Gynt Suite No. 1 by Grieg. The orchestra of the Suisse Romande, Guillaume Tournier, was directing. It's just after 4 o'clock on Tuesday morning. This is Classic FM and I'm Sam Pittis. Hope you're well. Hope you've got something nice planned for the day to come. Our morning piano piece. There's no piano piece here, but our morning piano piece is by Mozart Jr. I'll explain more about that in a moment. Rather famous piano work by Rachmaninoff. His Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini is inspired by the great Italian violinist Paganini, the violinist and composer, who was something of a showman, to put it mildly. This is the showy third movement, the finale of his Violin Concerto No. 1. Thank you. A showpiece by Paganini, his Violin Concerto No. 1, that was the finale. Hilary Hahn, the soloist with the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra, Eiji Ui conducting on Classic FM. Our piano piece next by Mozart Jr., as sometimes he billed himself, Franz Xaver Mozart, or Franz Xaver Wolfgang Mozart, who was the youngest of Mozart's children. He was born just before Wolfgang died, and he was trained by Salieri, which perhaps puts paid to those rumours about the feud between Mozart and Salieri, and also by Hummel, who was a pupil of Franz Xaver's father. He was a relatively successful concert pianist, although hard to be in the shadow of, you know, a rather famous dad, if you put it that way. This is his Piano Concerto No. 1, and Howard Shelley is at the keyboard. The finale of Piano Concerto No. 1 by Franz Xaver Mozart, Howard Shelley leading the St. Gallen Symphony Orchestra. And Lucy will be back with you tomorrow with another piano piece on Classic FM. We turn to Berlioz next, who read Goethe's version of The Story of Faust and said, "This marvellous book fascinated me from the first. I couldn't put it down. I read it incessantly at meals, in the theatre, in the street." That's sociable. And he then brought it to the stage. And from Faust, this is the Hungarian March. Thank you. The Hungarian March by Berlioz. Music for you if you're on the road and need some inspiration this morning. The London Symphony Orchestra, Simon Rattle conducting to keep you going. I'm Sam Pittis. More where that came from. And an idol of Berlioz's next, Beethoven. Berlioz said Beethoven wrote masterpieces, but Beethoven was not human. And when you're only human, you shouldn't pass judgment. Well, we won't, but we will listen intently. Beethoven's Symphony No. 7 to come on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
Have you ever felt like your investment advisor is giving you an off-the-shelf retirement plan? That they just want to put you in a box? But who wants that? At Fisher Investments UK, we never put you in a box. We create a plan that's just right for you, because it's only right for us if it's right for you. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
How do you grow a perfectly sweet strawberry? Well, it takes more than just soil and water, but time, care, and the best conditions to flourish. At Tesco, we keep every strawberry warm during the day and cold during the night to ensure they develop the sweetest flavour. It may seem like a little thing, but to us, it's everything. Now, if you don't mind, the strawberries are sleeping. Tesco, every little helps.
Classic FM. Classic FM.
The theme to Born on the 4th of July by John Williams. Tim Morrison and the Boston Pops Orchestra, conducted by the composer himself. And the Symphony No. 7 by Beethoven, played by the Chamber Orchestra of Europe. Yannick Nezet-Segar conducted that second movement. On Classic FM, where it's your chance to choose the music from one this afternoon, Anne-Marie Minhall back with Classic FM requests. If it's your chance to be enjoying some music at work, maybe your first day back at work today after the long weekend and you need some encouragement and your lunch break, or indeed, if it's half term on your house and you just want a great musical accompaniment, your chance to pick a piece of music, Classic FM requests from one this afternoon. From Born on the 4th of July to next, the American String Quartet. Thank you. The second movement of String Quartet No. 12 by Dvořák, the Chilingirian String Quartet, performing a work written during his time in the United States, the American String Quartet. Well, what can I tell you? Our Dawn Chorus to come very shortly. If you still need a bit of convincing about Tuesday to come, our official start to the day, and we'll have music from Carl Jenkins too, on the way on Classic FM.
Classic FM. When it comes to retirement advice, the last thing you want is to be put in a bucket. Seen as this type of person, or that type of person. At Fisher Investments UK, we never put you in a bucket. We always tailor retirement advice that's just right for you. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity. We actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who reduce their weekday peak electricity usage by 50% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
April 30th, 1980. Armed gunmen burst into the Iranian embassy in London, taking 26 people hostage. A tense six-day siege ensues, and millions gather around their TV sets to witness history's longest newsflash. In his new book, The Siege, Ben McIntyre tells this dramatic story in full for the first time. This is the story of what really happened on those fateful 6 days. The Siege. Available now in paperback from Waterstones.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. 27 people, including 4 children, are being treated in hospital after being injured by a car driving into crowds at Liverpool's Premier League trophy parade. 2 of those have sustained serious injuries. A 53-year-old British man has been arrested. Merseyside Police Assistant Chief Constable Jenny Sims says they're not looking for anyone else.
As the parade was drawing to a close, we received reports that a car had been in a collision with a number of pedestrians on Water Street in Liverpool city centre. The car stopped at the scene and a 53-year-old white British man from the Liverpool area was arrested. We believe him to be the driver of the vehicle. Extensive inquiries are ongoing to establish the circumstances leading up to the collision.
Police also say the incident is not being treated as terror related. The Foreign Office claims the UK sanctions have hampered Vladimir Putin's efforts to maintain his Russian fleet of nuclear-powered icebreakers in the Arctic. Foreign Secretary David Lammy is visiting Norway and Iceland to examine the measures being taken to protect critical infrastructure in the region. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's threatened further sanctions against Russia after calling its president absolutely crazy for a weekend of missile and drone attacks on Ukraine. Food inflation has risen for a fourth month in a row. The British Retail Consortium says wholesale meat impacted the cost of supermarket steak in May. Shop prices overall remain in deflation, 0.1% cheaper than a year ago. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Welcome to you. I'm